This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 97 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Linda Gianetti from the Joint Chiropractic in Estero. Linda, welcome.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to get to know people here in the community, and I'm excited to learn a little bit more about what you do over at the Joint. So can you share a little bit about what you do over there?
Well, the Joint is a chiropractic office, okay? There's about 950 of them in the United States right now. They started way back in 1999 in Arizona. The patient goes, once they go to one joint, they can go to any joint in the United States. So it's a really nice option, especially people now who are doing a lot more RVing and traveling. You can land in Arizona and have a bad experience on the plane, and you can pop into one of these offices and get adjusted without all the paperwork, and you're a new patient and all of that. So it's a really nice option for people, especially with the struggles of healthcare and insurances these days.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
It's more wellness based, but we do see people who are having, acute issues as well. We always kind of go through a new patient exam and consult before the adjustment to make sure you're in the right place. If not, we direct you where you should be. It's all about affordable and routine care for us.
That's important, especially nowadays with healthcare costs going through the roof.
Absolutely.
And I guess a lot of what you do is preventative.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are, like I said, we're wellness based. It's about getting affordable, quality routine care, at an affordable price. We have plans and packages that fit the needs of different people and what they need, to be as healthy and improve the quality of their life.
Nice. So can you provide maybe some insight on how you got into chiropractic work?
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but my dad couldn't get out of bed one morning. His back went out. He has no idea what he did. So somebody suggested he should go to a chiropractor in the next town from us. And he says, I'm desperate. He'll go. He goes, he has to be driven there. Then he saw the doctor and said, come back in the afternoon. He did. And he went back to work the next day. And he went to this doctor for the rest of his life. And being a kid, I was about 10, 11 years old at the time. My dad would go, would you like to go for a ride in the car? And this was a big deal. So I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I used to go for a ride in the car. And one day he said, do you want to get adjusted? Do you want to try this? And I said, sure, why not? I saw my father get it done 100 times. And I did. And it was completely the coolest thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
So, I used to go pretty much, whenever my dad went, which was probably about twice a month. And when it was kind of coming time for college and what do I want to do with my life? It just seemed like a really natural path for me. So that's how I got into it. But yeah, I started getting adjusted when I was about 11 years old.
Wow. So you know a lot about this. Patient side to the doctor side.
Absolutely.
So we've all endured some type of challenge along our journey. It could be things that happen, but owning a business yourself as well too. That maybe we went through, and now maybe we can look back and say, I'm in a better place now because of it. I can look back and say, not that I'm glad I went through it, but it's made me better. Just something that happened on your journey.
Well, owning a practice, which I did for 20 years, private practice, 12 years in Tampa and 8 years in the Bonita area. I was kind of getting a little sick of the grind of the insurance companies and all that went along with it. And I found I was concentrating more on that than my daily patient care. So I'm going to close my office. I'm going to maybe go to part-time, maybe see what else is out there for me. And, like everyone else, we all got blindsided by COVID and I was closing my, I closed my office about 3 months before COVID hit. Now, at that point, I met one of the managers of the joint, company, and they said, well, we're getting these offices together in this area. Are you interested? And I said, you know, I know a little bit about the concept, so let me see. And they go, oh, we're opening them in February of 2020. And I said, okay, you know, and at that point, COVID was a thing, but it wasn't really a thing, you know.
Right.
And come March, everything got closed down, and we did not close down. We
really
all the CDC rules, the state rules, and we were meticulous about making sure people got care without putting anyone, you know, staff and patients included, in danger. And we were able to flourish during that COVID time. The challenge was actually getting people to work and not be really scared about the situation. Right. So that meant I was working 6 to 7 days a week, but we all,
you were working.
I said, I was able to work, and all of our employees were. So it was a challenge. A lot more people had a lot worse than us, obviously, during that time, but that was something we had to get a new business going and flourishing during COVID. So,
yeah, thank God you were what they would call one of the necessity businesses.
Absolutely. Yes.
So that's great. So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions regarding chiropractic work that we can kind of bust for our listeners today?
Well, I think there's always, every once in a while, there's a lot of talk about, something happening with someone in a chiropractic office. And, you know, like everything else, like, oh, it's dangerous. You don't want them to do that. You know, don't let them touch you. You know, we're not even sure they're real doctors. it's going to hurt, things like that. And a lot of people just kind of go, well, when do you get adjusted? I get adjusted when something hurts, where I'm on the other side of the coin, where I want you to be getting adjusted on a regular basis so nothing happens.
Right.
After my dad had his bout, with the back pain, he went for another 50 years, to a chiropractor and never had a back problem again. So, and he did the same job. Yeah, he did the same yard work. He did the same everything. So I think the misconception is that it's a get hurt, get it fixed, go on. And then they want to know why. Well, it keeps coming back. And I'm like, well, because we're not addressing the real problem here.
Right. And like we mentioned before, it's not reactive. It's preventative.
Absolutely.
When you want to get it before it becomes a problem.
Yes.
So are you from Southwest Florida originally?
No, actually, I grew up in North Jersey, right over the George Washington Bridge. So about 3 miles outside of Manhattan.
Wow.
I moved down here about 24 years ago. I got out of school and it was too expensive and too cold to live up there. So I told my parents, I said, everything I own fits in my car. I'm going to go to Florida and open a practice, and that, you know, and I couldn't afford to do that up there. And they said, you should do that. And I did. And about 6 months after landing in Tampa, and I picked Tampa because it was kind of central in the state. And about 6 months later, I opened up a small office and just expanded that through the 12 years I was in Tampa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best move you made, right?
Absolutely.
We love it down here. No more cold weather.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I know owning a business can be a little bit demanding, as you had mentioned in the past. What type of things do you like to do outside of work?
We actually have downsized in recent years from a house to a condo. So we actually live downtown Fort Myers now on the river. So we're enjoying downtown and all of those kind of things, all the events that they have a lot more. But besides that, me and my husband take two good trips a year, you know, usually one in the United States, kind of learn a little bit more about the United States and the place we live. And then one is usually maybe a Europe trip of some kind. We want to make sure we go and enjoy these things because, you know, like I said before, you know, no one thought COVID would shut the world down. And, right. and you know, people, you don't go anywhere for 3 years and you really appreciate traveling wherever that may be. Might right. even still be in the state of Florida. But yeah, that's mainly what we do now.
Any favorite places?
Oh, gosh. Well, if my husband has his choice, he picks Italy every year. So I have to make the decision to do something else. But yeah, we actually were in Sicily last year for a couple of weeks. And that was the first time we had gone there. And it was spectacular.
Very nice. Very nice. So what is one thing you wish our listeners knew about the joint that maybe they don't know?
That we're quite accessible, we're quite affordable, we're quite friendly, but we are a basic chiropractic office. We don't have all of the modalities and electrical stim and decompression and all that. We basically focus in on the full spine adjustment. What we have is you come in. It's a walk-in clinic, so there are no appointments. We do ask for appointments on their first visit only because there's some paperwork, and then we sit down and we really have a good discussion with you. But they do a little paperwork. We have a consult, an exam, and then an adjustment as long as you're a good candidate for chiropractic care. If we need to send you out for x-rays, we will. If we need to send you for something else, we'll discuss why and that's the best course of action for you. But then we do an adjustment. We figure out a treatment plan that's going to work for you, considering your treatment, your problems and your issues. And then after that, it is a walk-in. You come in when you can. We're open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, excuse me, Saturday, 10 to 5. We don't close for lunch, so there's always someone here ready to take care of you. And the first visit is $29.
Wow.
Exactly.
Everybody should be going.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I got to tell you, I know my copay is more than $29. So yep. Right. For cost of visits, it's usually less than a copay. So we don't accept insurance. Some people, that fits some people's life and some doesn't. But a lot of times they go, I'd like to go to the chiropractor on my insurance, but I can't get in for 3 weeks. And then the copay is $60. I'm like, well, this is a way to go. And obviously I've been doing it for 25 years. My partner in this office, Dr. David Dresselhaus, he's been practicing about 10 years. So we have a lot of experience behind us, and we're on your side.
Very nice. Yeah. So how would our listeners learn more about and contacting you if they do have some issues they want to address?
Well, I mean, the phone number for the office is 239-294-7089. Or you can just go look up the Joint Estero and look up all of our contact information. We're located right off of exit 123 on 75, right at that big Lowe's. It's all a new build. There's some beautiful businesses in our little strip of that area. Either contact the office directly or go on the website. You can make an appointment right off of our website through the automated system, or call the office and one of the front desk ladies or men will make an appointment for you with either me or Dr. David. And we'll get you started. We'll find out if the joint is for you.
Very nice. I love it. I think I need some adjustments.
Yes, yes. I should add our youngest patient at this moment is about 5 months old, and our oldest right now is about 96. So big range, pretty much it's for everyone. So you just have to give us a call and we'll take care of them.
Very good. Dr. Linda, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor.
And thank we'll see you very much for having me, Cabo.
We'll see you out in the community soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296- 2621.